Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here, 995 QIK. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you, Lana?
I'm good. You know why?
Why?
No, we don't know.
Because Petey's here.
Yeah, I brought the dog in today. He's hanging out. Having a good time. He usually just hangs out by Lana all day.
He is. He's sitting right. I'm petting him while I'm talking to you guys.
I lay out a blanket, food, and water, and he just goes over and hangs out with Lana's.
I know.
He really does know that where your office is because he knows you have treats in there.
I have dog treats
in there. And he just walks over to the office like, yep, what are we doing over here?
He just follows me right to my office. He goes right to where the treats are, and he sits there and he waits for me to give him his treat.
Well, I would too, Lana. Yeah,
we're waiting for the human treat.
That's right. Where's that?
He always makes my day.
All right, Kevin, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing really well, yeah.
What do I need to know about this new iPhone? I got it finally yesterday. Pretty excited about it.
I had to wait for weeks, and then you just walk into a store and get yours. That's fantastic.
I know a guy.
Yeah, I know. No, it's great. That cinematic feature on that new new iPhone 13 is phenomenal. I was practicing on my dog in the yard yesterday just to see how it is. It's pretty cool. So very nice. I like it. So you'll love it.
You know, the cool thing was, did you see how you can do a lot of different drags with it?
Yes.
So, like, you can go on Google Images and then drag it into a conversation.
Yes.
Really?
Save it.
That is very cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Huh. Do you know what we're talking about?
Absolutely not.
That's what I thought.
That's cool.
She just needs it to start her Tesla. That's all she needs her phone for.
We'll start a podcast, Lana. You can listen to our tech podcast. All right. Today, Pig Jig tickets. I was talking to somebody about this. They're like really pumped on it. They're like, man, barbecue, country music, let's go.
Out by Julian B. Lane Park right there on the water. It's going to be pretty awesome. The weather's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
So, Brett Young, Darius Rucker, going to be there. It is sold out, but no worries. We have your tickets at 7:40 when we play a little game called Tampa Trivia. Lana will give you three Tampa Trivia questions. You get two out of three right. You are going to Pig Jig. Also, we have your QYK guitar poll tickets. Excited about this. This is going to be here before you know it. Chris Young, Jordan Davis, Matty and Tay, Matt Stell, Parker McCollum. I was talking to another friend, my buddy Vic. He goes, what's going on with this thing? I love the Mahaffey. I love seeing concerts there. I go, well, you are going to love this. And he's pretty pumped about it, and he was looking for tickets. I go, well, you can buy. There's some left to buy at 995QYK.com. But also, you can win them every day this week. And what are we doing, four times a day, Lana?
That is 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 3 p.m., three times a day.
Three times a day. All right, so be ready for that. We want to get you hooked up on those tickets. But right now, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. I hope you're having a great morning so far. It's going to be a great day. I feel it for you, all right? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. All right, coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for Screamageddon tickets. It's after this. Chris Young going to be at the QYK Guitar Poll. We'll have tickets for that coming up at 8:20. But right now, we are playing Secret Celebrity.
Yeah, and with Halloween, we all love to do these big Halloween events. We're going to send you to Screamageddon. That's what it's going to sound
scary.
Like. All these great haunted houses and attractions. And all you have to do is tell us who this Secret Celebrity is.
No, I told you I wouldn't call and I tried, but this bottle tastes like.
It's a song called 865. He just put out an acoustic version of this. It was on his Instagram yesterday, I believe, and very, very good song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a guy that you got to be careful because, like, he could be at Screamageddon and chasing you.
Yeah, you know, and he loves coming to Florida, but when he does, he always gets sand in his boots because he never takes them off when he goes out to the beach.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and when he's always up down.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And it's weird because he's only been through seven summers, so I guess some of it is like spring right into fall. He skips summer, so I don't know. That's weird.
And definitely get a little dangerous at times.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
And, you know, and like a lot of guys, when he drinks, he gets the whiskey glasses and all the girls become pretty.
Gotta do that. I love the fact, by the way, when we do these cheesy clues, that And this is, that was a great one, by the way, Lana. Mm-hmm. But the fact that when I think we're done, all of a sudden, like, well, no. And the other thing is.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to get another clue.
That's
in
right.
There. I love that. All right, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We got Robert on the phone playing Secret Celebrity with us. Robert, where are you at right now?
I'm driving on the 4.
Well, good. Where are you, though?
Heading towards Lakeland.
All right, fantastic, man. All right, who's our secret celebrity?
No, I told you I wouldn't call and I tried. But this bottle tastes like it's 6'5".
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, that's his new song called 865, which is the area code for where, Lana?
Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Hey, man, way to go, Robert. You just picked up Scream-ageddon tickets.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, way to go, man. Way to know your music. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right. He is hooked up. I'm very excited. We have Lana drama today. People ask us about this all the time. Is it real? Is Lana's last name really drama? No, it's not. But it'll be very exciting to hear what she's got next on 995 QIK.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana drama on 995 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was staying overnight at my dad's place, and I was woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning by the loudest noise I've ever heard. It was so loud, and I'm like, what in the world is that? And after, like, figuring it out, I'm like, that is the sprinkler pump? I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing is so loud. I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, it is, it sounds like there's a car like running in the bedroom. It's because it's right outside of the bedroom window. And I'm like, well, now this makes sense. Why, when you go out there, there's like cushions and pillows and all this stuff. Like, my dad had stuffed all this stuff around the sprinkler pump, trying to muffle it.
Okay.
The sound. And there was like a box and stuff over it. I'm like, now that makes sense why all that garbage and stuff is out there by the sprinkler pump. So anyway, my brother's in town and we went to, I'm like, Russ, we have to deal with this. This is like insanely loud. We've got to get like a new pump and figure this out. And Russ is like, all right. So he went and bought a new pump, $250. And when he took when we went to go put the old pump out, I just sent you guys a picture. I want you guys to look and see this picture.
Look at it now.
That is the plug.
Oh my God. Goodness.
That is the plug that the sprinkler pump was plugged into. It is completely melted. Now, I'm trying to describe this for the listener. You've got a plug that goes into an outlet.
It's a three-prong.
A three-prong plug. One of the metal prongs is completely melted off.
It's a fire hazard.
And
it's still in the plug.
And it was still plugged into the plug. There's a big hole in the what do you call that thing? In the electrical
outlet. Yeah.
That is completely melted. And the pump was still working.
What?
Well, because it's got contact. It's
still working.
So it's still got a current, but this is not a closed circuit, really, because
I cannot believe that the house did not start on fire. How does a plug completely melt like that?
That's an old thing.
Not only the plug, but the actual outlet is completely melted.
All right, so,
and it was still working.
So one more description. So you have the male part of the plug that's supposed to be plugged into the wall to the female part. Well, on the male part, one of the prongs is now missing. Now, where is that prong? It's actually stuck in the female part of that's on the wall.
It's insane.
And so when she pulled out the plug, she's missing one prong on the male part, and the other prong is in the circuit, or sorry, the outlet still.
That's
and
crazy.
It's completely corroded around there.
We'll
it's not just like it's stuck in just the normal slot. It's the entire, it's burned itself out, basically.
It's literally burned itself out. We'll put this up on our Instagram story just so you guys can see this. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before, but the pump was still working. It's just crazy how this happens.
Wow.
Anyway, we ended up buying a new pump.
Good, Lana. I'm glad you didn't burn the house down. That's great.
Plug that one in, fix the outlet, and fix all that stuff up, and the noise still continues. It's absolutely continuing. It didn't did not help the noise at all. The pump isn't even that old. Found out that it is a well issue.
That'll be fun.
Called a well drilling company or whatever.
Oh, the well guy.
Yeah, it's only going to cost $2,400 to add some wells. Apparently, I've got to get 4 or 5 wells drilled now to work this sprinkler pump to make it quiet. So, listen, you know,
it might be time for an above ground sprinkler.
I feel like I'm doing this for like the neighbors because it's so loud. But I'm like, am I going to drop $2,400 so that it's quiet for the neighbors? Because
I'm a little worried about your pops, though. I mean, the fact that his solution was to put couch cushions around it to muffle the sound. What are we doing here?
I know. Literally put couch.
That could have started a fire, too.
Oh, no doubt.
And next to that, with all those, I cannot believe that the house is standing.
I'm glad that's okay.
It's totally amazing because if those sparks were going off and they hit those cushions and stuff like that, the whole house would have gone up in flames.
How much money at this point do you think you've put into that house? Ballpark.
You've done
furniture.
I haven't even done furniture yet, so not that much. I mean, probably
you redid the pump for the pool.
Yeah, I mean, no, probably maybe like $5,000. Not that much. So
that's a lot of money.
Well, it is.
I mean, not to you, obviously, but yeah, to Kevin and I, we barely can order a sandwich.
Probably not even that. I probably haven't even done that. So, but remember, I made $350 on the hot tub.
That's
so.
What I was going to say, man. Clean
huge amount of money.
Now I have two working sprinkler pumps. I have two of them at the house. Neither one of them are actually working because now I got to spend another $2,400.
So please tell me there's more drama. Please tell me you didn't plug it back into this plug.
No, I did not. But isn't that the most insane thing you've ever seen? I didn't even know something could work like that. It was crazy.
You and your brother.
I know.
Is he a drama guy too? Like, does he get a lot of drama now?
No, not at all. No, I hold that in the family for sure.
Yeah, there's really not enough to go around with you. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm glad everything's okay, Lana, but geez, another thing to the list.
Wow.
My goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You always invite us over to go to the pool at your dad's house, but I'm going to go ahead and pass on that because he's sitting in the pool and get electrocuted or something like that. My goodness. All right.
Oh, there's your lot of drama.
Appreciate you, Lana. I'm glad you're okay. Wow. Goodness. Now, you know what's funny? These started out as funny. Now they're becoming life-threatening.
Yes, they are.
I'm a little worried. All right. Coming up next, a FBI agent. What do you do after you retire as an FBI agent? This guy picked up a job that I think you'll be very surprised about, but it was very needed. It's next. It's our I Feel Good story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ah, I feel good. I feel good story for you right now. It's 99.5 QYK. Love this. So you're an FBI guy, right? Let's just say that you are, and this is in this case, Mr. Mike Mason. Give it up for Mike Mason.
Mike, let's go.
He is 63 years old, but he was the executive assistant director of the Bureau, responsible for overseeing all criminal investigations, among other duties. And he retired, but he felt a calling to help when there was a school bus driver shortage. Now, we talked about this yesterday. In Pasco County, there being a shortage. What's happening all over the country? Well, he said to himself, you know what? I just felt like I wanted to do something with kids. And in the Chesterfield County Public School District, he is a bus driver. And he says, I feel the same sense of duty as I did with the FBI. So every morning, he starts the bus up at 5:30 a.m., and carefully inspects the 20-foot-long bus. But by the way, if you work for the FBI, I trust your inspection.
Yes.
Never felt safer, really. He goes, I get it ready to roll, and this is not hyperbole. I'm smiling every day I start that bus up. Now, he does it because he loves kids, but also his dad was a truck driver, so he kind of feels a connection to that and to his father. Well, he collects 9 students, ages 10 to 18, and drops them off at Faison Center in Richmond, which offers educational programs for autistic children.
Wow.
So he goes, you know, I know a lot of the things that they challenge already. I'd like to make their ride to school just a little bit better. So he saw this local news story, and he says, you know, I think I want to do this. And he goes, you know, I was ready to get back into doing something that would give my life a regular cadence. And he thought, the most precious thing to me is my 2 adult sons. So I thought, I've always wanted to do something with kids. Here's my opportunity. He is now a school bus driver.
Wow.
Retired FBI agent.
Wow. And they said that what they were like, he was like one of the top FBI agents. Like he had
I think they said seventh in charge.
Yes, seventh in charge at the FBI. And now this guy is driving school buses. And he's, you know, and he said that, you know, a lot of the school bus drivers are all older. And when the pandemic hit, you know, these older, you know, people didn't want to be out because, you know, older people don't want to be around other people. So he goes, we need, you know, younger people to step up and, you know, do these jobs that some of the older people don't want to do anymore because of the pandemic.
So. And he's 63. So, I mean, he's not, you know, a spring chicken by any means.
Exactly.
But he's doing his part. He feels healthy enough to do it. And I'm sure he has a great retirement from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided that this is what he wants to do. So, hey, listen, if you're looking for jobs, there's plenty out there now, especially with school bus drivers. Hey, there you go.
Mike Mason.
Yeah,
let's give it up. Mike Mason!
I think he tells the kids FBI secrets.
Ooh.
On the bus.
Ooh, that would be fun.
You know how we do the car line fun fact? Uh-huh. Because you want to know the FBI fun fact for the day? All right, coming up, we do have a car line fun fact for you at 7:05 and then a brand new 7:15 second aid update. Here is Lee Bryce, Memory I Don't Mess With on QIK.
Well, it's a car line fun fact.
Fun fact.
The Luna moth only survives 6 or 7 days once reaching adulthood because they have no mouth and they die of starvation. Their sole purpose in life is to reproduce.
A moth?
A moth. Isn't that weird? Like, they reproduce to die. There's no purpose for them. It's like,
it doesn't sound like there is any. No.
No,
but giving their life for another life.
Isn't that strange, though? They don't do anything. They just...
Well, they do something if they're reproducing.
Well, that's all. But they have no mouth. Isn't that sad? It's awful.
Boy.
I'm hungry just thinking about
this. This is uplifting today.
Jeez, Lana. What other good news you got for us?
The first ever text message. When do you think that was sent? Very first text message. First, let's guess the year.
I don't know the year, but I think it was from space.
I'll say 1965.
The text message in 65?
Well, they said the first, like, email was sent in the 40s or whatever. Go ahead.
It was 1992. Oh, it was December 3rd, 1992, and the text message said, Merry Christmas.
From?
That is information I do not have.
Who sent it to who?
The headline.
Is it from Santa? I mean, what was going on?
But is that weird, though? It said Merry Christmas on December 3rd. 1992 is the very first text message.
But they're probably trying to figure out, like, what you're right.
Right. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You can't say LOL because no one knows what that is.
65. We didn't have text messaging in 65.
Again, Kevin, they sent an email in, like, the 40s.
Kevin was very advanced in 65, even though he wasn't alive.
They had cell phones in 65.
No.
It's a guy named...
That didn't come out till like mid-90s, probably was the first cell phone, and it was huge.
It's a guy named Neil Popworth, December 3rd, 1992. He sent it to a client. He worked for a company, and that was he was a engineer.
There you go.
That took a lot of research, a lot of things.
I just put it in Google, and it's the very first thing right there.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, coming up, brand new 7:15 second aid update. Here's Matt Stell.
It's that time again. It's the 7:15 second aid update. On 99.5 QYK.
Let's see if we can make love happen today on the 7:15 second date update. We have Samantha who reached out to us. QYK second date update at gmail.com. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm a little confused, but I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, you're doing great. We're going to see if we can help you out today. Tell us about this guy, Kenny, that you mentioned.
Yeah. So, we met on Match.com and... For our date, he was a complete gentleman. He was a complete gentleman. The date was great, and now he won't reach out. He's not texting me back. He never reached out after the date, which is really weird to me because it went so well.
What kind of things did you guys talk about? Where'd you go?
Well, so we went to Escape. It's a brewery.
Oh, I know that place.
I thought it was actually a really, like, thoughtful, sweet date. It was a great night. He picked me up. He opened the car door.
Sounds like a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and even at the end of the night, we did kiss.
Hey.
He did kiss me. And he was like, you know, text me when you're home, which is always really sweet. And I did, but then he never really responded, which I was like, that's fine. He's going to reach out again. He never reached out again. Hmm. And so after a couple days, I reached out. I texted him. No response. And I just am super confused.
Yeah, yeah, that would be confusing because I seem like the date ended up well if it ended with a kiss.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You said that there's been no correspondence since the date, since you texted him that you made it home safe?
Yeah, zero.
Well, if something went wrong in a date or a conversation went up, it would have been like kind of an abrupt ending. Like, hey, yeah, see you later, and then never heard from you again. I mean, I don't think a kiss would have happened. And, hey, make sure you text when you get home.
Yeah.
That's strange. All right, well, you know what? I don't really have any more questions for you. Let's see if we can get Kenny on the phone, okay, Samantha?
Okay, yeah.
All right, hang on for me. Trying to help out Samantha this morning on the 7:15 second date update. She sounds very sweet. She's very confused.
Yeah.
And it sounded like the date ended well, so I'm a little confused too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said they shared a kiss at the end. They went to a brewery and just kind of hung out. She said everything went really well. Had a great date. She hasn't heard back from him.
You know, and he even said, hey, text me when you get home. Make sure you all went all right. So it seemed like he cared and wanted to keep the conversation going.
Right.
But now has heard nothing.
Nope.
So we got to figure out what's going on with Kenny. We'll try to call him right now.
Yep.
Hi, is this Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kenny, this is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Listen, man, we want to see if you had a couple minutes this morning. I don't know if you've heard our show, but we do something called a 7:15 second date update. We talk to people about dates they went on. And we'd actually like to talk to you about a date you recently went on.
Okay.
Well, Kenny, we wanted to ask you about this girl, Samantha, that you went on a date with. She told us that you guys went to Escape. She said you were a complete gentleman. Really had a good time with you. Things went really well between you guys. After the end of the date, actually, that you guys shared a little kiss, she told us. And then you asked her to text you when she got home and that was the last time you guys talked. And she's just kind of wondering why it ended there because she really wants to see you again.
It was a case of where I felt like in the moment we had a good date. And then as I kept thinking about the date over and over later that night and then the next day, and it was like, I don't think it actually was a good date.
Well, what made you think about that later?
Okay, this is it's a weird thing. I went to pick her up on the date. And after I pick her up and we're on the way to the brewery, I have to stop and get gas. So I'm stopping to get gas. And then just on a lark, I'm like, well, let me pick up some lottery tickets, because then I can give the lottery tickets to her as sort of like because it's better than flowers or something on a date. And you're like, it's a cheesy line, but it works. I go, hey, I feel so lucky that you went on a date, and then you give them lottery tickets, and then you're like, it's one of those whole things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Does that make sense? See,
hey, you know
cute.
It's creative.
I like that. Yeah, it's cute.
So yeah, I give her the scratch off tickets during dinner. And she gets excited, and she scratches them off. And this is the thing. One of the scratch-off tickets was good for $100.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's awesome. Even better.
Perfect.
And,
she is lucky.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm like. This is a good sign, all of that. And, at no point does she offer to split the $100 with me.
What?
Is that weird? Yeah. Like, I get the check for the meal. And I'm thinking, like, oh, yeah, well, I can knock off $50 off this.
Love a good deal.
Already thinking.
Because you gave her the ticket, you would think she'd split it with you. I mean, that's kind of the right thing to do.
Exactly. It's like giving someone a birthday cake, right? They're going to give you a piece of the birthday cake.
Right? I love the analogy.
All the birthday cake. I'm thinking at any minute now she's going to bring it up and be like, yeah, let's split this. And at the end of the night, I'm on autopilot doing the hug goodbye, the kiss. And all that, and I'm thinking, any minute now,
she's going to say, oh, by the way, here's $50 for the lottery ticket.
Exactly. I'm like, why didn't she offer the $50?
Yeah. Well, let's see what we can find out, man. Here's the good news. We actually have Samantha on the phone with us. I think this is a hilarious situation. And kind of your pickup line backfired on you a little bit.
No kidding.
Samantha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, listen, sharing is caring. What's going on here?
What's going on here is that Kenny gave me a gift, and now he wants the gift back.
Well, he got you lottery tickets, girl, and you guys won. I mean, you should. Don't you think you should share?
I kind of think good for her.
That's not how gifts work. Like, again, if you gave me a bouquet of flowers, you wouldn't expect me to give you half of the flowers.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point.
I've got bills to pay, so that's going to help me out. Like, I don't...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yep.
If I gave you flowers, we then couldn't use the flowers to help pay for the next date or the next get-together. Do you know what I'm saying? It was seemed like a natural progression of like, oh, now we have this sudden windfall of $100 that we can easily use to go, you know, miniature golfing or go on the next date or any other things. Well, $100
so we can go
for it. I have no problem paying for the date. It's just that when suddenly a windfall falls into my lap, I have no problem contributing it to
my lap.
If it's your lap, I get it. Then there's no us. There's no our lap. Do you know what I'm saying? And if there's no us, then why bother spending time with you again?
I guess. Me and my $100 will be fine.
Yeah, wow. I guess so.
Well, I mean, I feel like maybe you should hang out with her again, Kenny, and buy some more lotto tickets. But she seems like your lucky charm.
Yeah, I'll scratch them in front of her and be like, yeah, this is great.
And if you win this time, Kenny, just keep all the money. Yeah. Don't give it to her.
Sure, it obviously doesn't want to spend or share any time with me, so yeah.
I mean, is she entitled to give some that money to him?
I don't know if she's entitled to.
She's not entitled to.
He didn't win $1 million, but it is 100.
But what if he did, though? I mean, let's think about it. What if Kenny won $1 million?
Well, I don't think Samantha would have called us. She would be on the next day.
That's right.
Kenny, is this really a deal breaker for you, man? I mean, come on. It's a funny story. It is what it is. Maybe she picks up the tab next time. What about going out with her again?
No. Romance out the door. If I'm just hanging out with you and suddenly some piece of good luck falls into my lap, then I'm going to split it with you. And if you don't reciprocate, then you're probably not a person I want to spend time with.
All right. Well, Samantha, good news is you won $100. Bad news is it's not going to be another date with Kenny, but you have some answers now. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I have the answers because I think this is all kind of ridiculous now. So
okay.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Out.
Yeah, we're glad you reached out. And Kenny, thanks for your time. You guys have a great day, okay?
All right.
Lana, are you splitting that money?
I feel like she should have.
I think it's good to offer.
In good faith.
Right.
Kind of a thing. But like I said, what if it was like $1 million? You wouldn't expect her to give him half of that?
No, you just pay him back for the scratch-offs. How much do those scratch-offs cost you? $5? Here you go.
That's not right.
No, I'm kidding. It is right.
I gave you a lottery ticket and it won $1 million,
right,
you would not give me some?
No.
Dude, that's low.
Hey, this is exactly why I don't get into office pools when everybody's like, hey, let's pull in money for the big jackpot. Not that I'm greedy, but I feel like it will divide people.
Here's the thing. I have given lottery tickets for birthday.
So do I.
Present. Do you expect the person that you gave the birthday, if they win big, to give you half? No.
If they win big, maybe, absolutely.
No, I disagree with you. This is not about this. This is about the second date update. But... that's a thing. I'm telling you.
$500. No, but if we're talking over like $10,000, yes, they should give me a cut.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's see what you think. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Samantha will not be meeting Kenny's kinfolks. That will not be happening.
No.
7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kenny took Samantha out and he thought he would do a clever pickup line by saying, hey, I feel so lucky to be on a date with you. Here is a scratch off. Hopefully it brings you luck. Well, it did.
Yes. She won $100.
And she had reached out to us and said, I had a great date with this guy. It was so fun. Went to a brewery together. Really enjoyed our time together. And then once she won that $100, because she scratched it off at the place that they went to, Kenny was a little offended that she never offered to split it with him.
Right, because he was the one who bought her the ticket, and she won $100.
Right.
And not only did he pay for the drinks, she didn't even offer to even give him like $20 or half of it or anything. And he's like, I just feel like a good, nice girl would have at least offered something back.
And Samantha said, it was a gift. What do you want me to do? You gave it to me. It's my money.
Yeah. And she's like, I have bills to pay.
And by the way, if you're already fighting about money on the first date, that is not going to go away, and it's probably going to get worse. All right. We got Tara on the phone. Tara, what do you think?
Look, what happens is she didn't even scratch the lottery ticket in front of him. He never would have known that she would have won $100.
Right.
First of all. Second of all, it's a gift. I believe that. I enjoy. So you're going to take me out to dinner, and you went to the brewery. Do you want half the beer back? You know, wait till she goes to the bathroom and pee in a cup halfway?
Yeah, I mean,
there's that.
There's that. Well, there's,
you know what
that.
I mean. And to the point of, I don't go into office lottery either because I'm greedy. Like I want it all. But I do. I'm staying with Lana too. I agree with her. If she was to give me like a lottery ticket and I won $20,000, I'd give you a nickel.
Yeah,
a nickel.
You know, you sound very generous.
I would give them something.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not asking for half. I'm just saying something.
Yeah,
throw me a bone, man.
Throw me a friggin' bone here.
You would have that $10,000 if they hadn't spent that dollar on the lottery ticket. But it's $100. And if she chose, it's a gift. What if she didn't scratch the ticket in front of you?
Yeah.
Like, you chose to walk in there and buy her a scratch off and say, here, I'm so lucky to be on a date with you. I got a lottery ticket for you.
Right.
He didn't say I got a lottery ticket for us to scratch off. He said I got you a lottery ticket.
It's all in that last word.
Little buyer's remorse for sure. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. You guys have an awesome Wednesday.
All right, see ya. Jacqueline's in Tampa right now. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing good. What are your thoughts on this?
Good. Well, you know, I have mixed feelings. I think that she didn't have the money right then to then just fork over.
Right.
But on the flip side, I've been in that situation. I won tickets to a concert, which then allowed me to enter a drawing for a car. And my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, I put his name in the car drawing and he won the car. And he split the value of the car with me because I put his name in it. So I walked away with $10,000 because my boyfriend was sweet enough to split it with me and I knew he was the keeper. So I think that...
But wait, you did all the work for that. You put his name in. He probably wouldn't have even done anything if it wasn't for you.
But Jacqueline...
Exactly.
But Jacqueline sees her and her boyfriend, as she should, as a team. And so they both won. And now they're married.
That's your car, girl.
I was totally happy that he got chosen and did not expect him to
share.
I mean, he took the money instead of the car because he talked to enough. But he shared it with me and I was like, oh, he's a keeper. But for her, I would, I can't remember her name, I'm sorry. But for her, I would have said, you know what? I got the next date. She didn't have the money right then, but maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point. She guys said that. Yep.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is great. That was really thoughtful. Maybe I got the next one.
Right. Well, Jacqueline, I thank you for calling. Congratulations on the car or winning the value of the car. That's awesome.
Half of it.
Yeah. Have a lot of stuff. All right. Have a great day, Jacqueline.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Scrooge over there.
I know. That's her car.
What? Yeah. Oh, never mind. Well, he's the one that won it. It's his name that got drawn. All right. Monica's in Apollo Beach right now. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, JR. Amana. How are you?
We're good. What are you thinking about this?
Okay, so my husband and I listened to this together, and I personally would have given the card back to him, but my question is, what if she would not have scratched it off at the date? She would have scratched it off at home, and he wouldn't have known.
You're the second person that said that, and it's a great point. Who knows what she would have done with that, if she would have told him at all, or just been like, yeah, I just won $100. But yeah, that was interesting, but I think he kind of wanted to do it on the date, like kind of make it a cute thing because he was trying to use it as a pickup line, and that backfired on him big time.
Oh yeah, it did. It totally did. But I would have given it back.
Now, would you say this helps your husband and you listening to these second date updates together?
What'd you say?
Do you feel like this helps your marriage? You and your husband listening to these together, these second date updates?
We do. We actually laugh about it because we met on Match.com, too.
Oh, I love it.
Aww.
Then you realize how great your relationship is when you listen to one of these, right?
I know, right? Yeah, we have a great relationship.
And you're so glad you're not dating again.
Oh, I am.
Well, Monica, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Ellen, sorry
Hello.
About that.
I've got the funniest text. It says, if I won big on lotto ticket, I'd for sure give the person who gave it to me some of the winnings. Unless it's my ex-husband. I probably would have kept it all and left sooner.
Oh, my God. Now we're into a completely different show. Take a turn there. All right, well, listen, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. But Kenny and Samantha are not going to be a match. Hey, we want to match you up with some tickets, though.
Ooh,
big
yes.
Jig going to happen on Saturday. It is sold out right now, but we have tickets for Darius Rucker, Brett Young. Going to be a great show. If you want to go, you're going to play a little game called Tampa Trivia with us. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Good luck. Yeah, this is my town. All right, Brianna is in Spring Hill right now. Brianna, I have a question for you. Have you ever been to Pig Jig?
No, I haven't.
Well, let's try to change that, okay? Because Darius Rucker, Brett Young's going to be there. I want to get you there as well. We're going to play a little game called Tampa Trivia. Here's how it works. We'll give you three trivia questions about Tampa. If you get two out of three right, you will win.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm hoping you do better than the person that we had on Monday where we asked her where the Lightning play, and she had no idea. So that was very interesting. But anyway, Brianna, I feel good about you. Here we go. Go ahead, Lana.
What Tampa team does Kevin Kiermaier play for?
Kevin Kiermaier? I'm not too sure, but I'm going to have to go with... I'm guessing the Bucks. I'm not too sure on that.
You know, he might be able to play for the Bucks, but...
He's fast enough.
Yeah. The answer is the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, Brianna.
He's the center fielder.
I just got done making fun of someone for Monday for not getting a sports question.
Yeah, but that was a little bit more...
Yeah.
I thought maybe people would get
but
it.
But she's got a kid with her right now. She's distracted. It's all good, Brianna. Here we go. Next question.
All right, let's try this one. Who owns and runs the large cat sanctuary located in North Tampa, which is dedicated to helping abused and abandoned large cats? Do you want multiple choice?
I think I'll go with Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Killed her husband, whacked him. All right, here we go.
All right, well, one more. Here we go. In what area of Tampa will you find the home that Tom Brady rented from Derek Jeter?
Oh, boy. You guys are going to get me on this one.
Give it multiple choice.
Is it Palm Harbor? Is it Harbor Island or Davis Island?
I'll go with Davis Island.
Yay!
Way to go, Brianna. You just picked up Pig Jig tickets. We're going to see you there Saturday. Darius Rucker will be there, and so will Brett Young.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys
Woo!
So much.
All right. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. More of those tickets this afternoon with Travis at 6 o'clock. We'll have some more tomorrow at 7:40 as well. Coming up with a keyword worth $500. It's next.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Russell Dickerson co-wrote his latest song, Home Sweet, with Lady A member Charles Kelly. And he was kind of hoping that they would record it.
In my mind, I was hoping at first that Lady A would cut it for sure. You know, because we wrote it on tour with them. They were headlining, you know, they're Lady A. So I'm like, that would be amazing to get. Like a huge Lady A cut.
No, a lot of people ask this question. I've been asked this question of why don't, you know, songwriters just write, they sing their own songs. Why don't they put them out when it's theirs? Why would they give it to someone else? Well, you get paid more money when it goes to number one. Mm-hmm. So you have a better chance of it. I mean, Russell, by the way, has number ones.
Right, but Lady A has more.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, Joe Smo and you're trying to be an artist too, but Luke Bryan says, hey, I really like that song. You're going to go...
take the song, take it to number one, and then people will know who I am. So that's interesting. I like the fact that he wanted Lady A to do it. I could hear him singing that song.
The song is currently sitting in the top 20, so Russell is doing it just fine with Home Sweet.
Well, if it was Lady A, it'd be number one.
Well, speaking of number ones, Luke Combs, he isn't one to put the cart before the horse, but he's hoping that his latest single, Cold As You, becomes his 12th number one.
Anytime that you have an opportunity to get a number one song, it's really amazing, and this one is no different. You know, I'm just pumped for, you know, my co-writers, and I'm really glad that they were, you know, willing to share this chorus with me and bring it to the table, and, you know, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we get there soon.
Okay, guy.
Yeah, going number one. Sharing the chorus, they're like, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, on the other side of the spectrum, when your Luke Combs, it's going number one.
Every single song he has put out has gone straight to number one. Garth Brooks announced yesterday that he's doing an intimate two-night stand in Nashville. It's going to be Garth, the Ryman, and you. It'll be going down November 19th and 20th, and tickets for that will go on sale this Friday. He's also hinting around that he may do another Vegas residency. And Morgan Wallen has released the latest installment of the Dangerous Sessions with a new performance video of 865, which is the area code to what city?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
He filmed this video in his hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. Here is a little clip of that acoustic version. No, I told you I wouldn't call and I tried, but this bottle tastes like off of the Dangerous, the double album, by the way, which is nominated for Album of the Year for the CMA Awards, which is coming up November 10th. And finally, Dustin Lynch admits that being a country star isn't all that great sometimes, especially when you're dating. He says he's very jealous of the guys in his band because after they get off the stage, the band guys get to go hang out with the crowd and they get to party with a lot of the people. And he goes, and I'm just stuck here in the back. I can't go out. I can't do anything. Dustin. He goes, I can't mingle very much because he's the one on stage. He and his girlfriend, the Instagram model. Okay, Instagram model.
Wait, whoa.
He was dating Instagram model Kelly Seymour.
But they're not together anymore,
they're
right?
They're not together anymore. So he is single and he is looking, he said. But he said it's very hard when you're the front man in the band because it's really hard to date women, he said.
Okay. Cry me a river. Unbelievable.
He did say that he was mingling last weekend at the Country Thunder in Arizona. He was kind of riding around and hanging out with some people. So who knows? Maybe he met Mrs. Lynch there that weekend. So
I mean, I really feel bad for him. Hopefully it works out. Gee whiz.
Sure, he's going to have a tough time with that. That is your Music Minute.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up, we have Licks for Ticks. Going to play that game so we can get hooked up, hook you up on some QIK guitar pole tickets. Here's Kenny Chesney's new one. It's called Knowing You on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. So we're about to play Licks for Ticks. These are famous pop and country. Could be, I don't know what they are, but it's something
pop
that
or country.
Or country licks. A little different than when we did rock last week for you, because that's kind of real guitar licks. But just popular songs. It'll be like 5 seconds of the song. I got to guess what it is. And if you're playing right now with QIK, you could have a chance to win QIK guitar pole tickets. But you get to agree with me or disagree with me. And it only matters if your answer is correct, not if mine is correct.
That's right. And hopefully you'll get all of the answers right, because then you can go see Chris Young and Jordan Davis. I'm so excited about this. Maddie and Tay, Matt Stell, and Parker McCollum. That is Sunday, November 14th at the Mahaffey.
Now, yesterday, we had some complaints from our complaint department, Lana, and she said to us, these were way too easy for you, JR, and Kevin said, okay, well, then you pick them today.
That's right.
So, Lana's choices have been picked today. She is going to challenge me. What do you think, Lana?
They're just very easy, that's all.
They're very easy again?
Oh, you're going to nail all these. They're super easy.
What was the point yesterday to say that to Kevin, then?
I gave him a list of a bunch of songs, and he chose probably the easiest ones.
Okay, well, then you chose the easiest one as well?
Well, I thought maybe he'd mix them up a little bit.
Here's what I'm going to say.
All right, here we go.
I'll go through a couple of these that she sent, and there's just not a good lick on the front of it.
Okay.
So I don't use it. So this is Licks for Ticks. So I have to find a good lick. the front, and there's a couple of them that you sent me. They just don't work.
Okay, we'll work on. I'll work on that. Coming up with a better list. Totally my fault. Let's get a player.
Just calm down. I'll say it in a second. All right, here we go. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Caller 9. We're playing. We are playing Licks for Ticks. We have Tara in Lakeland on the phone with us. Tara, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I got a question for you. Have you ever been to the QIK guitar poll?
I have not.
Well, this is good. Let's make it a first for you. Chris Young, Jordan Davis, Maddie and Tay, Matt Stell, Parker McCollum, all going to be there November 14th. We want to make sure that you get in as well. So here's what's going to happen. Lana has picked out a few popular pop or country songs that have an interesting lick in them or a very familiar, maybe an intro or something like that, okay?
Correct.
I got to guess what they are. Now, I'm going to make a guess. You do not have to agree with me if you don't want to. All that matters is that you get it right. So if you think I got it right, you say, yes, I agree with you. If you don't, you say, I disagree with you. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, you will win, okay?
Okay.
You ready? Here is the first one. Okay, here we go. That is Maroon 5, and it is This Love.
I agree.
You agree with me? Let's see if you're right. This love has
taken its toll. That is great.
That was off the album Songs About Jane.
Oh, wow. Look at him go.
Came out in 02. All right, here we go.
My goodness.
Next one. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, that is Gnarls Barkley, Crazy.
Yes. Yes, it is. I agree. Does that make
me crazy? Yes, it is.
Have a question for you.
Yes.
Gnarls Barkley is made up of two people, but the lead singer's name is?
No clue.
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green.
There you go. CeeLo Green. That's what I'm talking about. We're a great team. Well, listen, we got 2 out of 3 right. You win QYK guitar pole tickets.
Way to go. Yay.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
All right.
All right, Lonnie, you want the third one?
I really don't think you're going to get this one.
Okay. Lon has missed the point of this game. I told her to challenge me in this.
All right, I'll challenge you then.
All right, here we go. Oh. Wow. Let me think about this. Had a poster of her on my wall in high school.
Ooh.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. Britney Spears.
Yes.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Ah. Oh, I don't know. Let's check.
Maybe.
All right.
Very good.
Also, will tell you that me and my friends, we found out that a bunch of girls that we were really into were going to her concert, and we were not comfortable enough to buy tickets, so we snuck into the concert.
What?
So that we could then hang out with these girls.
Wow, and how did that turn out for you?
We ended up singing more of the songs than they did, so that was weird.
And dancing.
Yeah.
And singing.
Yeah,
and dancing.
We know this one. Oh, wait, we know this one, too.
Oh, this is actually a fun show.
Oh, boy. Should have bought tickets. All right,
awesome.
We'll play for more QYK guitar pole tickets tomorrow at 8:20, and then Keith has someone for you coming up at 11 o'clock. Well, dads out there and other guys like myself, if you got a dad bod, I've got great news for you because a guy is putting his to work. I'll tell you what I mean with our I Feel Good story next on 99.5 QYK. I love this story. I Feel Good story happened right here in Tampa Bay.
Yes, there is a legendary dad bod contest. And Paul Perez, who is 41 years old from Hernando County, he is a father, a stay-at-home father of 4 children, two teenagers and 2 toddlers, and a 100-pound dog, is entering the contest and currently sits in second place right now when we've got one more day to maybe put him in first place. His name is Paul Perez, so let's give it up for Paul
Perez.
Paul.
We know you've worked hard on your body to get where you're at. Congratulations. Here he is talking about it.
Clicked on it and seen some of the people, you know, were the classic dad bod like me, you know, put on a little bit of weight, you know, with the kids. And then I seen some of them, you know, are kind of some bigger, you know, built buff guys, you know. So I'm like, I want to go kind of represent for the old school dad buds.
The old school dad, the OGs. Why not?
This is presented by Men's Journal Magazine. Ooh. And the winner of the contest will receive $25,000 for their own families. But as voting continues, it also they go to other proceeds. You can help out. The foundation provides financial help to families of kids with cancer across the country at over 200 hospitals. So there's a lot of money that goes back to some of these the hospitals and stuff like that. So if you can get on, you can vote for Paul Perez, 41-year-old from Hernando County, currently sitting in second place. So we need to get him into the first place.
Yes.
So
did you say the website already where you go?
Yeah, it's legendarydadbod.com.
Should have got in on this.
Legendary. You would be a winner.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure. You're not even a dad, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's the embarrassing part, is I have the dad bod. I have the kids. Oh, that's awesome. Well, again, Paul, we appreciate all your hard work and your dedication to becoming a person with a dad bod. And that's right. We're wishing you luck. And hopefully you keep on snacking your way to a win.
A win. LegendaryDadBod.com. Again, it's Paul Perez.
All right, awesome. Coming up, trending in Tampa Bay, if that wasn't enough for you. All right, Kevin's got it for you at 9:10 on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's J.R. Lawn and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
Kevin Ebel has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning lost last night.
What?
4-1. Not only the bad news of the day, the Nikita Kucherov of the Lightning, he's going to be on long-term injured reserve.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Meaning he's going to miss the next 10 games.
What?
No.
Okay. All right, let's calm down. He missed the entire regular season last year, came back for the playoffs.
I think it's staged. He's just looking for a break.
Still won the Stanley Cup.
That ain't staged. He's just looking, hey, let me know when the playoffs start.
Missed the whole regular season, still won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, come back soon, Cooch, and healthy. Thank you. International Plaza and Bay Street having a job fair. It's tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 40 stores and restaurants looking to fill some jobs, looking to hire seasonal, full-time, and part-time positions. International Plaza. Malfunction Junction, I-275 and I-4. Construction begins on that area Monday. They're going to be adding one lane in each direction. It's going to last 5 years. That's how long it's going to take.
So it's how can it get backed up even more?
Yeah, it probably will. It's going to deal with the I-275, I-4. I-4 interchange. Florida Department of Transportation said drivers will also see ramp closures overnight from time to time. The neighborhood's next.
Feel free to talk over it.
Yeah. Okay. The neighborhoods next to the interstate will get noise barrier walls, and pedestrians will also see some changes to that area of Malfunction Junction. Again, construction starts on Monday.
5 years?
5 years. I mean, they can't just do it overnight.
Lana. Well, I know, but then in 5 years, we're going to have to come up with another plan because it's going to be all jammed up. So.
That's right. And finally, the city.
It's very easy to throw him off.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it is. It's true. This is true. I got to work on that. Finally, the city of St. Pete's going to close almost 2 miles of Central Avenue. It's going to be on Halloween, but it's for a good cause because you can go right from bar to restaurant without worry of car traffic because they're having an event called Halloween on Central. It's on Sunday, October 31st, obviously, from noon till 5 p.m. So the street will be closed from MLK to 31st Street, 22 blocks of Central Avenue, closed to the public. Here's what's happening at the Halloween on Central. They're going to have trick-or-treating, Halloween games, contests, live music, decorated group bike rides. That's cool. Costume contests. And the PSTA will be increasing service on Central Avenue, redirecting the route from First Avenue North and South, servicing the bus stops every 15 minutes. And anyone dressed in a Halloween costume, you get to ride for free.
Nice. Ah, I love it. It's a great family event to do.
Yep. So 12 to 5 on Halloween on Central in St. Pete. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Zach Brown, man, same boat. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. More Pig Jig tickets coming up this afternoon. 6 o'clock hour, you can get those. This is a sold-out show. Darius Rucker, Brett Young, delicious food.
Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be, the weather is so perfect right now.
Don't
out
jinx
on the water,
it.
Downtown Tampa, live music. I love this. One of my favorite events of the year, and I'm excited about it this Saturday.
It's going to be fun. We'll all be out there having a good time, so we want to get you into that. So like I said, 6 o'clock this afternoon, and then we'll play again some Tampa trivia at 7:40 tomorrow. Get you hooked up on that. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show, sir.
Licks for Ticks at 8:20 for our guitar pole tickets. Today you admitted that you snuck in to a Britney Spears concert after some girls, and you knew the more words to the songs than they did. That might have been my favorite part. Mm-hmm. You know Britney Spears music.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
And you had a poster of her on your wall when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Or when you were a teenager.
What's your favorite Britney Spears song, JR?
Well, I don't want everybody to look this one up because you'll be like, that dude is soft. But it's,
he even knows it.
Yeah, it's a song called, it's old, but it's nostalgia is what it is. But the song is called Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. No, you don't know that song, do you? She's so lucky because she's a star and she tries.
It was a big hit for her.
It was a huge hit for her, but it was one of her first songs.
I can't remember. How does the rest of it go?
I can't do it. I'll let her sing it. Anyway, everybody's like, what just happened?
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of people that know lyrics to Britney Spears songs, but they won't admit it, but I'm proud of you for doing it.
Listen, this is the whole deal was to understand this, so when you're in the car with a girl, you're like, hey, I know this song. You start jamming in. And
well,
like,
that's why you learned it, not because you really actually liked it.
Absolutely. Well, she was an artist and a pioneer at that. But yeah, she was fantastic back in the day. But yeah, it was good. I can't say it didn't grow on
him. He has the biggest smile on his face.
It grew on me.
I know.
Well, she was like, all right, what was your teen crush? Like back in the day.
Oh,
who was the one that
Rick
was probably
Springfield, Duran.
Okay, that was about your age though at that time. I don't know who was like that, the teeny bopper.
Yeah, like Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon from the lead singer from Duran Duran.
Gotcha. I have no idea. Simon Le Bon. What about you,
Rick
Kevin? Who was the girl that was famous, you know, in your time period?
I had a thing for Sandra Bullock when I was.
Dude, absolutely.
I did. She was in Speed and oh my goodness.
Yeah. So Britney was kind of she's kind of our age, never attainable. Like you're like, well, maybe though, because we're kind of the same age like that. Thank God that didn't work out because she went a different direction.
That's awesome. Well, see the things that you learn that you can find out on this show. Tune in tomorrow.
I'll be retiring today. Thank you very much. Anyway, you'll be tested tomorrow with Licks for Ticks to see if I know some more pop or country songs from.
Can't wait.
2000 and on. All right.
We'll do
Very
it.
Cool. Have a great day. Got a keyword worth $500 coming up for you at 10 o'clock. Keith will give that to you. Want to get you paid. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.